Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. It is super Sunday, honey. It's sizzling all up in here. It is sizzling hot, honey. I mean, I got the bacon frying. Listen, they're cooking for me down in the cafeteria. They got me some bacon going on, right? They got my bacon and my grilled onions. You know, I like to have a BLT sometimes. So listen, I had a taste for a BLT sandwich. I said, listen, go and get me some bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, and make me a BLT. And listen, I like a lot of extra cheese. You know what I'm saying? And heavy on the mayo. And y'all know I got to wash it down with the champagne, because every day is a champagne time. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, broadcasting live from Windy City, it is March 26, 2023. 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan 420. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. Listen, y'all, you can get your rum libation needs online at GumboRum.com. Yes, you can. We got two flavors in stock. We got natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and then we got natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. You know, I don't know. You know, Steve is the hardest working man I've ever did see. You know, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. He works really hard. He really does. You know, he's retired, but I keep telling him, listen, Steve, if you want to sell more Gumbo Rum, you got to get some more flavors. You know, black folks like flavors. You know, we like vanilla and coconut, but listen, we like to have a little banana. We like to have a little watermelon and peach. You know what I'm saying? We like to drink the rainbow. You hear what I'm saying? All the different colors you see in the rainbow. Well, those are flavors. I'll be trying to tell and explain it to Steve so he can understand it. You know what I'm saying? We like sky blue. We like sky blue rum, too. So you know what I'm saying. Get some more flavors and you'll do okay, Steve. So listen. I got some super bad music on today, but before I get into music, while y'all on Facebook, we on Facebook, y'all stop cheating on Facebook. What is, you know, I'm seeing more naked folks on Facebook than I see anywhere. You know, I don't even need to subscribe to HBO or Showtime no more. I don't need that stuff anymore. Because, listen, I can get it for free on Facebook. I'm seeing more butts and tits on Facebook than anywhere else. I'm like, I am sitting up here screenshotting stuff, sending it out saying, look, do you see this? This is on Facebook right now. You know what I'm saying. Listen, it is crazy madness out here. Come on, engineer, do your thing. All over. All over. Come on. Lord have mercy today. Listen, I got a word from my sponsor, Passive Income. Before I get into that, you know, a little while ago I was talking about people cheating on Facebook. Let me tell y'all, listen, I had this one dude I was chatting with for a long time. Now, listen, I ain't making this up. This is a real story. I'm not making this up. You know, Mama is a licensed life coach trained by Monique Carradine. She used to be a reporter and a journalist of Fox 32 News here in the Windy City, but she's no longer there. Had the privilege to work with her. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I was talking to this gentleman on Facebook for years, for a long time, chatting and everything on our friends list and everything. all the time chit-chatting, and then he started texting me in Messenger and everything. You hear what I'm saying up in here? And so he says to me one day, he says, you know what, girl? I'm always flying over the all over the place because, you know, my job pays for me to travel all over the place. And he says, I'm going to come and see you sometimes. And he says, now listen, I'm used to first class. Everything I do is first class. Now, he's telling me this. I didn't ask him. He says, now listen, I'm going to come visit you where you are in the Windy City. I says, okay, come on down and visit me. We'll hang out and chill. Now, listen, I'm just the kind of girl that's thinking everything's going to be platonic. We're going to chill. We're just going to hang out, right? He says, get me a first-class room at one of the best places there. So I get some one place. Now, listen, I didn't put my money on the line. I sent him a screenshot of the place, and he looks at the prices, and it's first class, right? First class, it was like $200-$300 a night. He says to me, oh, my God, this is a little bit too expensive. I'm like, well, what? I'm like, this is my kind of first class, $200-$300 a night. That's my kind of first class, starting at $200 a night at first class. So he tells me, well, that's a little bit too expensive. I says, oh, wow, okay, well, y'all ready now? So then we go, he keeps on talking and talking and talking. And so I'm like, wait a minute. I says, hold on. I think this guy thinks he's got to get some panties. So I'm telling him, I says, well, listen, you need to call me because we got to have a little conversation. And so I tell him, look here now, you're not going to get no panties or nothing like that. And I think the roof just blew off the house. And I'm like, that whole thing just pushed. The smithereens. I said, well, honey, no, that ain't going on here now. First time I'm going to see you, you're going to come in and fly in. You think you're going to get some panties? No. Listen, your stuff ain't that good to be getting my panties the first time I see your chocolate face. Nope. They ain't going to happen. So listen, ladies. Now, listen, the more of that story is this, ladies. Stop giving away your poot nanny. Ain't y'all learned nothing from Steve Harvey? Steve Harvey have told all your single ladies, stop giving away your cookies. Stop giving away your poot nanny. That ain't going to make you catch a man. Listen, ain't no poot nanny and cookies that good to make a man stay around for forever. You got to do more in the bedroom, honey. You got to do more than that. Listen, you got to have something on your head, right? You got to have some fat on your head to catch a man these days. Listen, everybody got something in between their legs. Now, listen, I don't care. You can't, your hips ain't swiveling that good to make a man. No. So listen, ladies, don't give it away on the first night. You're going to be feeling really bad the second night because you ain't going to hear from them. Your phone ain't going to be ringing. Nope, it ain't going to happen. So listen, that's the lesson for today, ladies. If you're single, do something more than perform in the bedroom because that ain't going to get it, right? So listen, I got something for you. I got a word from my sponsor, Passive Income. Listen, everybody needs to learn and know about passive income. And I got some music for you that's coming up called Changes. You're going to love it. Listen, take a listen from my sponsor.
Drop shipping, e-commerce, affiliate marketing are not real passive income. It's extremely hard work. Even Airbnb or rental properties. The only true form of passive income is stock market returns. Please visit passiveincomeadvisory.com/investing today to learn more.
Listen. This is about passive income. Now, listen, I am the queen of making a little cash flow and not working so hard to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Of course, you know, your main income, you're going to be working, right? You're going to be doing whatever you do. If it's your 9-to-5, if it's your small business or whatever you do. And then you got to have some legs and some arms. Listen, it's just like a tree. To me, money is just supposed to be like a tree. This is just the way I comprehend financial things. It's supposed to be like a tree. Now, a tree's got a whole bunch of branches, and I'm talking about passive income. You hear me up in here? I want to invite you to the website, passiveincomeadvisory.com/investing, right? Now, listen, so your money is just like a tree. If you ain't got the money like a tree, you need to be working on this passive income, right? So money is just like a tree. You got the roots down in the ground. The roots, that's your job. So listen, your job, whatever you're doing from 9-to-5 to sustain your living, right? Sustain your living, pay your bills, whatever you got to pay. That's the roots. That's the foundation of the thing, your job or your small business. You got to use that money to pay your bills and everything. And then listen, a tree goes up. It grows up nice and strong. You got branches this way. You got branches to the left, branches to the right. You got branches going all the way up to the top. That's your passive income, people. Those branches, all those different different branches are different streams of income. That's your passive income. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, never ever let your job be the only source of income. You don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that. What you want to do is learn about passiveincomeadvisory.com/investing. So listen, so in the next three months, you could understand financial markets, have a sizable investment portfolio. I'm all about that. Listen, let me tell you something what I did. I had a little piece of money, nothing big. I was looking to invest just something. It ain't your business how much. It wasn't that much. So I was looking around. And so, listen, this is the way the universe works. I turned on the television, and what's her name was on, the financial guru, the lady. What's her name? I can't think of her name right now. She was on TV, but she was talking about earning high yield interest rates with online accounts. I says, oh, I've got to check that out. And then, what's her name, Susie Orman? Oh, I think it's Susie Orman I was looking at. But listen, tall, blind lady. Y'all know who I'm talking about. So listen, then my bank calls me, and they always got this new program. They start telling me about earning, I think it was 4-6% interest on a certain amount of money every 2 months. I says, bingo, that is what I'm going to do. So listen, now if I'm going to make $200, and she's telling me, the banker is telling me, I can make $200 a month from doing nothing. All I got to do is let this money sit there. I got $200 a month. You know, that adds up pretty quickly. So that's what you want. That's passive income, people. That's passive income. So listen, it's all about the portfolio. Listen. All right? Now listen, I got some music that's coming up. It's called Changes. I want y'all to take a listen to this. You're going to love this song. Take a listen. Just chill, relax. This is Changes. Listen, that is wine, a glass of wine music. It is. It's like Zinfandel or maybe a glass of Merlot, you know. That is wine music. Have some Zinfandel, you know, whether you like red wine, white wine, you know. Have the best. Have some Chardonnay. You know what I mean? That music is wine, music to wind down. Take a listen. That's thinking music. You can meditate. You can relax and chill. So listen, whatever type of wine that you like, whether it's Chardonnay, whether it's Merlot, whether it's a red wine, a white wine, whether you like dry, you know what I'm saying, whether you like a Zinfandel, you know what I'm saying. Me, I'm a champagne girl. Every day is a champagne day because guess what? Every day is a special day. You hear what I'm saying up here? Listen, if you don't like the wine or the champagne, listen, get your butt light, whatever you need to chill, what you do, baby. And they got this stuff, this bubbly. I haven't tried it yet. The bubbly is just like a little light refreshing, a little bit light refreshing wine. So listen, I haven't tried that. They say it's okay. You know what I'm saying. One of my friends is like, nah, it's just like lemonade. It's just like a little spiked lemonade. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's just right for me. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get us out of here. It's been a spankalicious Sunday. But guess what? I'll be back later on to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and